Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. It's been a while since I've done a gold update, and let's talk about gold. There is a lot happening in gold. And as of the recording of this video, we're seeing some really interesting price movement because of this upcoming inflation. Now, by the time you see this video, the inflation data will be out, but let's make a little prediction. Everything's gonna be fine. Inflation's not that bad.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
Well, it actually is. And the point being, it's bad because it's more than the Fed's 2% inflation rate. You know the Fed, those guys that like to rob you at just a minimum pace of 2% per year. That's actually what it means. When they say that we want to keep inflation at a rate of 2%, then that means that if they hit their mandate, they're robbing from you 2% a year. That means your dollar loses value every year 2%. But it's not happening like that right now. Inflation's actually gotten out of control. Now, they're saying,
you know, it's a lot better than last year. It's like, come on, what else do you want us to do? Like, we're trying our hardest.
But they're trying to quell inflation by quantitative tightening, you know, allowing less credit to be available because of much higher rates. Now, there's a story right now, and I want to share it with you, but I think it's really important to say that gold's sitting near all-time highs. I mean, we're what? Like $100, even less than that from all time highs. And that is before the great crisis starts. Remember, in 2008, gold was sitting pretty darn low compared to where it is now. And then by the time the crisis hit, even though it trailed down a little bit because institutional investors and things like that were selling off their paper for insurance because they were having to fix all of those mortgage-backed security fiasco that was going on in the markets. So it hit its bottom in like November, October of 2008, well before the stocks that were in free fall hit their bottom, and then gold took off for a multi-year tear. Why? Because the Federal Reserve started dropping rates and making money readily available, right? For anybody that could qualify for a new loan, whether it be a credit card, a mortgage, anything, it was there for the taking. So what happened is gold bugs figured out, oh my gosh, there's all this money being created. Let's buy gold because gold's going to go up in value as more money's created. So that's the point we're waiting for. But gold's sitting really, really at a nice level right now prior to this panic that the sheeple haven't seen yet. So let's dive into this story. But real quick, this is a sponsored video and I want to thank the sponsor of today, and that's West Red Lake. The symbol, we're going to put it up top here, is on the OTCQB. It's traded under the symbol WRL. LGF. So let's dive into this right now. All right, it's getting a little bright out here, but I got to be honest with you. I think my future's bright because I have gold and it's a nice little investment, a security, let's say. And it's not that it's going to explode in price. Do I think it's going to be much higher a couple of years from now than it is now? Yes, but the point being is that it's because it's more of, I just want to be able to hold on to my wealth. As everything else is going down, if it stays the same, I'm doing good. So this isn't investment advice. I'm not a financial investor, but I own gold, okay? I own gold for a time like this because I used to read books about what happened in the early 80s, mid 70s, and I wanted to be first to that party because that was a pretty awesome party. All right, here we go. Story out of fxstreet.com. Gold price finds interim support as U.S. inflation comes under spotlight. It says the gold price drops significantly as inflation turns cautious ahead of inflation data. The appeal for the U.S. dollar improves as the U.S. economy is handling the burden of higher interest rates comfortably. Let me ask you this. Type one, if you think you're pretty comfortable with these inflation or these interest rates. Type two, if these inflation rates are squeezing your household budget. And I'm going to be honest with you, I believe and I vote for the latter of the two. Two is my opinion, because it is harder to pay higher credit card rates, higher mortgage rates, higher student loan debt. I mean, it's insane, right? But people are sort of going for it. Lincoln normalcy bias. Well, interest rates have been high for a little while now, so they're just going to be high forever. That's not true. And we're waiting for the bottom to drop. And as soon as the Fed dives in and goes, all right, quantitative easing, printing money, we're dropping rates, watch what happens to the gold price. It says here, gold's remaining under pressure as investors turn cautious ahead of the United States Consumer Price Index data, which came out just a few days ago. For August, the precious metals turns vulnerable as strong recovery in gas prices indicates that headline inflation likely expanded at a higher pace in August, which could spoil the market mood and might improve the appeal for the US dollar. Look, I just paid $6.19 down the road for diesel right now. That is nearing all-time highs. All right, so that is going to even push the CPI even higher, which means the Fed is going to have to raise rates. Eventually, they may pause, which I believe they're going to pause in September, but eventually they're going to have to raise rates. So think about this. All these gold investors are scared and they're worried. They're like, oh my gosh, that's not going to help the gold price. We want them to lower rates. No, think about it. Even if gold was a drop, $50, maybe even $100 an ounce right now, what would you do more than likely? You'd buy, right? It's a buying opportunity. That's what I would do. But you're talking about near record highs for a moment in time where we have the everything bubble about to pop. It's popping right now, but just the sheeple can't see it, right? This is what is exciting to me. So I don't look at the day-to-day minutiae, I look at the big picture. It says the US dollar recovered swiftly on Tuesday as American economy is absorbing the repercussion of higher interest rates by the Federal Reserve efficiently, unlike other economies that are struggling to keep labor market stable due to restrictive monetary policy. August inflation data will be of the utmost importance as it will be the latest one ahead of the September monetary policy meeting. The reason why it's so important to understand this is going to force the Fed's hand to raise rates even higher. Will it have near-term effects on the gold price? It could possibly, but I'm going to be honest. I believe that this price in the gold markets right now is doing exceptionally well versus a massive run-up in interest rates that the Federal Reserve has done. Think about it. The last time this happened, when the Fed raised rates back, what, in the quantitative tightening part of actually two cycles ago, back, what, 2004 to 2006, when they were running rates up, gold performed much worse in one aspect because it was in the same situation. Oh, it's volatile because, you know, the US dollar is strong and gold could be. No, it wasn't like that, really. The gold actually did pretty darn well. And you know what else did well? Mining companies. You guys know that I'm invested in mining companies, that I'm really big on commodity sector in general. And I'm not telling you, this isn't a solicitation to buy this stock or any other stock, right? But I'm invested in the commodity space because I'm bringing myself in little by little, wanting to get to know these teams, the companies, and be ahead of what is about to happen as this everything bubble pops. The BRICS nations are running to gold already. Now we're just waiting for the Western countries to be running into gold. So this is what's really exciting about this. Now let's talk about today's sponsor, and that's West Red Lake. First off, Frank Giustra, a massive name, a powerhouse in the mining sector, owns around 11% of this company. So big ownership part. And when you own over 10%, there's a lot of documents and a lot of disclosures has got to happen. So Frank Giustra to come out and take that position instead of being under that threshold says something. And I believe he's wanting to stay a statement. And one of the statements is his goal is to continue building high-grade resources in one of the richest gold districts in Canada. And it is one of the richest districts. West Red Lake, if you notice on the map, has tons of massive mining companies taking advantage of that area. And the reason why it's important to know that is because this company was put together with a management team that's pretty stellar. There's three individuals I want to point out, and that's Shane Williams, the CEO. And then there's Tony Marcouche and Duncan Middleness. Now, the three of them have in their past built multi-billion dollar companies. We're talking about specifically in the mining industry. So to see three powerhouses like that on a company between the management and the board of directors is pretty unheard of. And Lee Argantz told me if you find a company with more than three, then you need to email him personally. So just blow up his email address. Go check it out. But again, they are powerhouse. Now, the big story with this company that they wanted to talk about is the Madsen Gold Project. Now, I want you to think of this. West Red Lake acquired this from another company. That company they acquired it from had over $1 billion market cap, but the management did some interesting things and they were running into some issues, so they were forced to sell this property. Now, why this property is a big deal is not only because it is a past producing mine, it also has a exceptionally new mill. Now, not every mine has mills. So we're talking about a producing mine, past producing mine. They're getting this, they purchased it, and they're gonna revamp this thing, but it has a mill. Now, the mill alone and the infrastructure it's sitting on right now is worth around $350 million. As of the recording today of this video, the market cap of West Red Lake sitting at $60 million. So, that's the OTC number. That's the US dollar number. You need to be thinking about value, right? Warren Buffett was taught how to tear companies apart and value just them on so many different levels. But on the basic fundamental level, how much if I took all of the equipment, all of the machinery, the land and everything like that and sold it, how much would it be worth? This is value investing, in my opinion, as a great example. So just that. Just the Madsen project has had $350 million put into it. what they're going to do is they're going to take this project that was misrun and they're going to do a handful of things. They're going to reduce the ongoing liabilities associated with the property and the site in alignment with active permits. They're going to de-risk the resource, complete additional infill drilling, and focus on the near-term high grade zones. So they're going to de-risk it by new drilling holes to figure out exactly what was in the past is in the past. They got a good map of that from the last company. Now they're going to identify the resources to go after as quick as possible for the lowest cost. They're going to restart planning, complete engineering, and then they're going to restart execution. And then they're going to initiate regional exploration program that's focused on discovering additional gold sources. The biggest thing here, I believe, is the value that the property has as it sits right now with this mill. If you look at the mill, and I'll throw up a photo of it, it looks brand spanking new. And again, not having a mill hinders a lot of gold projects. Why? Because then they are forced to take the material off-site, send it to a mill for processing, and then that is an exorbitant fee because now they're at the mercy of whatever mill they're dealing with. So that's a big deal when we're talking about mining. Whether it be this company or any other that you look at the companies that actually have the infrastructure. Now think about this. Why would there be this much money spent on a brand new mill on this site if the last company, thinking about the last company that owned it, didn't see the massive opportunities in it? Now you've got Frank Giustra, Shane Williams, and all of these other gentlemen that have been in the mining industry for so long, saw that as a value play and grabbed it. During one of the weakest moments in mining history, I'm not joking, that is what is blowing my mind, that people don't understand how weak this is on the verge of a bubble popping. It's absolutely crazy. But if you look at the infrastructure in that 350, look at the double ramp access and the infrastructure that's going in, it's all brand new. So I think it's impressive. There's a over 1200 meter deep vertical shaft. This is a big project, so I'd like you to take a look at it. I thank West Red Lake for sponsoring this video, but I'm going to be honest, I believe that now is the time to be looking at gold. There's never been a better time. Can the price dip a little bit? Absolutely it can. Can mining stocks dip a little bit more? Yes, they can. Shoot, everything can dip. Like if you look at the dip in gold price from 2007 to 2008, around October 2008, look at that price as it sold off, right? But now imagine if you were to pick it up near the bottom, no one's gonna pick the bottom exactly, but then held it during all the panic for the next couple of years as everything was crashing during the mortgage-backed security debacle, where would you be now? That's the question. And look at the shares of these mining stocks, what they did back then. So that's why I'm invested in mining stocks. That's why I like the commodity space. And I believe we're gonna see a multi-year, quite possibly a 10-year or a decade-long commodities boom cycle because of the BRICS separating from the West. All right, with that being said, I thank you so much for watching. The Economic Ninja is out.